From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There is heavy fighting between rival factions in South Sudan's capital Monday. The fifth day of violence began just hours after the UN Security Council called on the leaders of each group to control their armed forces and warned the attacks on civilians and UN facilities may constitute war crimes. Former rebel leader Riek Machar and joining Salva Kiir, the president, and issuing an appeal for calm.
This is an interruption to the good process which we have initiated. We want to continue this process of dialogue among ourselves, resolving issues so that the country comes out of the conflict. So we are calling on all the population, all South Sudanese, whether armed or not armed, to respect ceasefire.
The two sides fought each other in a two-year civil war that erupted after the president fired Machar in 2013. The recent fighting broke out Thursday and is believed to have left nearly 300 dead, including a Chinese UN peacekeeper. North Korea warned Monday it will take a physical response to the decision by the United States and South Korea to deploy a sophisticated anti-missile defense system as Pyongyang continues banned missile tests. The move also drew a swift and sharp response from China. The so-called THAAD system is expected to be operational next year. Al-Shabaab fighters temporarily overran a Somali government military base west of Mogadishu Monday, killing soldiers and seizing weapons and military trucks. A Mogadishu official said the militants controlled the base for around 3 hours before leaving. Al-Shabaab attacked the same base in March this year, seizing military trucks and rockets. This is VOA News.